Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, all. I am Mudtoe Sasquatch, and this is Mudtoe at Midnight. Thank you for joining me this evening. I'm recording this show because I'm actually going to be working for a living Friday evening at the time it's being aired. I actually should be done before the midnight start time, but I don't want to take the chance. I want to have entertainment for you because, you know, a couple of weeks ago, I did miss one. Why? I had some sort of lame excuse. But anyway, I don't want that to happen again. So I've come here to Nemenha Central Command. Chief Iggy has set me up with his computer and recording software, with which he does a lot of the programming and promotional announcements for withinsightsradio.com. He's set me up down here in the basement studios to record my program for the coming Friday night. So I hope you sit back and relax, and I hope you don't notice any material difference between this and the normal live programs that you hear. I know I've already had an interesting experience. I started to record this program, and then I got distracted by the little clock at the bottom because I want to watch that and see when I get to a half an hour so I can stop. And I was just kind of checking it out to make sure I knew where it was, and I was looking at it and I couldn't quite discern what was going on with it. And then I noticed I hadn't said anything for a while. I said, well, I can't have that, so I need to start over. Now, it's interesting. I don't seem to have a whole lot of long pauses or terrible glitches of any kind when I'm doing the show live. But when I'm trying to record one, all of a sudden, I just feel like I have to stop every time something goes wrong. Stop and start over. So this is what I did. I stopped the show, and I tried to start over, and I'm not familiar with the software. It's the first time I've ever used it. So I got it all messed up, and I had to run upstairs to find Chief Iggy. Chief Iggy, please come down and fix the computer. I've messed up everything in the first 5 minutes I was using it. So he was just down here for a half an hour, putting everything back that I had messed up. The main problem, it wasn't that it was so complicated, it was just that I didn't know what to tell him. You know, I didn't know what I had clicked, so I didn't know what to tell him I had messed up. So he did put everything back to rights, and now I had to solemnly swear that I will touch nothing except for the stop button until the recording is concluded. So again, I am trying to put myself into the mentality of a live broadcast. I'm just going to speak until the 30 minutes are up, and then I'm going to stop speaking. So hopefully you won't recognize much difference to the normal sort of meandering. It's always interesting to do a show here at Iggy's desk because he's got such wonderful, amazing things here on his desk. He's got I believe this is an X-Wing fighter. I don't know if this is vintage or recent, but it is a nice little piece. And I see a couple of them here. An abundance of keychains. There's an incense burner. What else we got here? There's the animal cards. I have my cards too, but I believe I left them over in my overnight bag or my bag. I don't know if you call it. I'm here. I'm staying here with Iggy and family while I'm working here in my big city in the Midwest. So I got all my stuff, but I did manage to remember to bring walk-in dry places over here to the desk, but I didn't think to bring anything else. So just kind of have to wing it with what I've got. And again, there's an abundance. There's a microphone with one of those funky stage mic plugs at the end of it that you put into the big, you know, big amplifiers. A blue bottle containing some sort of fluid, which looks kind of like water, but I'm not sure, and I'm not going to find out. Here's one of these. We're just playing with these while Iggy was down here. It's one of these little noisemakers of the Karate Kid 2 variety with Daniel-san, and he was fighting, and they were all with this. You know what I'm talking about. But it says Bahamas on it, so I don't know whether this is like actually from the Bahamas or whether that was manufactured in the Bahamas for Daniel-san or we have, that's a neat thing. This is what I do when I don't know what to talk about. I just start looking at the things that are around me and look for inspiration. I don't prepare. I found that when I prepare for these shows, I end up generally either not saying anything about what I prepared, or it just falls flat. It doesn't go anywhere. I just say what I was planning to say, and then, you know, it takes 90 seconds, and I'm done, and it doesn't go anywhere. So my calling, my sort of shamanic calling, if you need to call it that, is to be a healer of society, and my modality is the spoken word and written word. This is the spoken word part. The written word part is the book that I'm working on, and that Iggy just a couple of times today has said, so where's that book? Because Brother Two Crows finished his book. So it's sort of like sibling rivalry now. You know, Brother Two Crows, he finished his book. Where's yours at? And he's writing another one. He's going to have another one out, he says, by the summer. So he's trying to put pressure on me. He's trying to make me look bad. And Chief Iggy says, you know, I know by now you must have enough material to have that book done. And he's right, I probably do. It's not, the material isn't all in finished condition. It's not in the condition, it'll probably never be in the condition where I want people to see it. But I recognize that's really not the holdup. It's not, the material's not sitting there because I'm going over it and over and over and over it. The material's sitting there because I'm just not doing anything with it. It's sitting there. It needs to be. There are a couple of the stories that are in pretty close to readable, send-outable condition. There are others that just need a good once-over, you know. And then there are others that probably need quite a bit of work. But I haven't been creeping any closer to the finish line. So I think I need this encouragement from Iggy and from Two Crows, this sort of kick in the pants in two different ways, to help me get this project off of square one and into the see, here's one. Temptation is just to recycle the show, but I'm not going to do it. I'm trying to make a clever play on the name of that thing. Kindle is what I'm thinking of. The Kindle sphere is what I was going to say. How am I going to get it into the Kindle sphere? That was the clever crack I was going to make, but it took me too long to remember the word Kindle, so it didn't really work. So my apologies for that. To get this thing out into the Kindle sphere where people can possibly see it. So there's that. That's the written word part. This is the spoken word part, and I just have to say the words that come into my head and hope that someone out there, they reach someone who needs to hear them, is what how I've always described it. Too many times, probably, for those who listen to the show a lot. But at any rate, while I'm floundering so badly here, let me find my passage from Walk in Dry Places, and maybe that will spring us into something. Today is January the something. Is it the 28th? I don't even know. Hold on. January, because I don't have it marked. See, that would be planning, and I can't do that. February, January 31st, 30th, 29th. 29th today is January 29th. No, that's the day. That's the day I'm actually recording this is January. Okay, here's an interesting problem. I'm recording this on January the 29th, but it's not going to go out until January 30th. And that's, I have been reading the day, the Friday, and not the Saturday, even though technically midnight, it's already Saturday morning. So some people would argue I should be reading the Saturday. But I've always been reading the Friday because I saw a vampire movie once, and the vampire said that the night belongs to the day it follows, and I always liked that. So, what should I read? Let's see. Well, tell you what. I'm going to cheat. I'm going to look at the title of both, and then I'm going to decide which one I'm going to read. I'm going to look at today's, which is January. This is not January 29th either. It's January 28th because it's Wednesday. Okay, so I'm going to look at the title of January 28th, which is Easy Does It. And the title of January 30th is No Justified Resentments. Oh, that's just perfect. Because one that sounds like kind of a light topic, Easy Does It. One sounds like kind of a heavy topic, No Justified Resentments. I'm also seeing that the heavy topic is quite a bit longer than the light topic and probably more difficult to read. So how should I do this? How should I do this? I think I think to keep the energy straight, because the show is going to go out on Friday and not on Wednesday. Let me go ahead and read the Friday one. It's January 30th. No justified resentments. And hopefully I won't regret this. Get my bifocals into reading position, and let's begin. One of the greatest hurdles in sobriety is the so-called justified resentment. We feel that we have a right to be angry at somebody who has hurt or offended us. This feeling might be correct if our anger could remedy the matter and bring it to a just conclusion, but this hardly ever happens. If we are angry, we usually want revenge more than we want justice. Uncontrolled anger will make us behave as unjustly as those who harmed us did. This means more trouble. Whether revenge is sought or not, anger also poisons our own lives. Emmett Fox compared it to the insane practice of drinking prussic acid. Ooh, that would be bad. People cannot take a drink of acid and then assign it to the person they detest. They will bear its effects in their own bodies. In the same way, our anger produces its own acids, which destroy our peace of mind and make us ineffective. When we can deal with justified resentment by reminding ourselves that there's no justification for the pain and sickness a festering resentment will cause in our lives. There is no justified first drink, and in the same way, there is no justified resentment. Today, I may have to swim against the tide by not getting upset over matters that enrage others. I will not let myself be drawn into the angry currents around me. I think I've sort of heard that expression, the one they attribute to Emmett Fox, but it was in a little bit different context. I think it may have been, was it codependence or... The idea about the doing this thing is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. I think that was sort of an extraction of whatever they're saying here. Or maybe it's the other way around. I don't know which one came first. But justified resentments. Provocative topic. Something that... I don't know if I can say that I've worked on that or not. I have plenty of resentments, not free from resentment. But I don't know that I ever thought to myself, well, I don't have to worry about that resentment because it's something they did something to me, so I'm perfectly allowed to have that resentment. I've thought that I understand why I have that resentment, but I don't know. Of course, this is self-serving. It's me talking about me. Justified resentment. I think I've hit a wall on this one, too. And why are we talking about all these alcoholic things? I don't know. Originally, my thought for the show, which is almost 4 years old now, by the way, my original thought for the show was it was going to be basically all about alcoholism. I didn't have the shamanism component so much. Maybe not strictly alcoholism, addiction. And I was going to talk about my 12-step recovery program. As the show sort of developed and evolved, it became more about the spiritual aspect, the spiritualism I found as a result, or as a, sort of as a requirement of working a 12-step. You really need to have, as with anything, it depends on who you ask. Most 12-steppers would tell you that there has to be some sort of higher power or it doesn't work. So I found one after searching quite a bit. I found an adoptive Native American spirituality that works for me. Now, keeping in mind that not all Native Americans are particularly appreciate European people adopting their religion, perfectly understand that. I don't, it's not, from my part, it's not an attempt to co-opt. I don't want to take anything away from anybody. I don't want to claim anything that's not, claim to have originated anything that's not mine. It's simply a set of ideas that I resonate with. And that's as far as I go with it. Others in my sort of circle here, my tribe, if you will, you have to be very careful about using the word tribe or band, because in the United Nations regulations involving indigenous peoples, those words have very specific definitions, and I'm not qualified to speak to that, so I won't anymore. But in this, what was I talking about? Oh, this you know, my group of people who sort of claim this spirituality. There are some who I would say, and this is me talking from outside of them, who see it as a religion, who see it as a you know, being in church, God directing us sort of religion. I see it more as a philosophy. So that's the direction I come at it, as a way of understanding, a way of understanding me, a way of understanding my world, a way of understanding the universe that I move through. That's the way I look at it. And I'm not one of the first peoples. I don't claim that. I don't have that bloodline. I'm an descendant of Europeans who came here and muscled their way in and took the place over and still, to a large extent, run it. That's my lineage, and I have to own that. I didn't do it myself, but my ancestors certainly did, and I have to claim my share of the responsibility, not for having done it, but for certainly reaping the benefits of it. I am the beneficiary of genocide of Native Americans. There's no way to deny that. And perhaps, I don't know, this is a grandiose claim to make. I was going to say that perhaps communing with their spirituality helps me find the balance between that sort of communal guilt and what I'm trying to do today. But that's too. I probably shouldn't even have said that. That's kind of a goofy thing to think. I'm going to go before by adopting your religion. I didn't mean at all to say erase the communal guilt. I mean, I don't know what I mean. There's trying to find a oneness with the spirituality that dominated this land for so long before my forebears came along. Maybe that creates some sort of healing somewhere. Maybe that's as far as I can go. Not along that tortured path. I don't like recorded shows. They always go like this, and I don't like it. No more recorded shows. I'm not going to work on Friday nights anymore. See, what used to be the Friday night working was when I was recording high school football games. But that it was never an issue of my not being able to do the work, because the games would always be over in plenty of time. It's often an issue of whether I get home in time to be able to do the show from my computer. So I would often be pulling off the road to a restaurant or a rest stop someplace and just do the show there on my cell phone. But the situation here is I'm going to be riding with someone else. Someone's going to be bringing me back from the work site. And again, I should be back in plenty of time. But things happen, especially with weather expected, with snow expected. And it's just not going to be an option for me to whip my phone out at midnight and start doing the show. So I figured the best thing to do would be go ahead and pre-record one. Now, this means since I'm going to reuse it right away, I'm going to have to come back and pre-record another one. Which we went again, I said that the show I missed a couple weeks ago, Iggy encouraged me to record a backup show, an emergency show that he could put up if I wasn't able to do the show. So, what was the problem? God, what happened? I'm actually going to have to go back into the archive, because I explained it last week. I distinctly remember explaining what happened. And I absolutely cannot remember why I wasn't able to do that show. So I'm going to have to go back into the archive and find out why I couldn't do the show, because I can't remember. Maybe Iggy remembers. Of course, I don't know if I did I actually tell him the real reason, or did I have a reason? See, this could be intrigue. This could be with insightsradio.com intrigue. Yeah, I didn't. Did you tell me the real reason? You told them something else. What are you doing here? Oh, this is Boba Fett. And he's looking stunning in bronze. He's standing on a pedestal. Ooh, you know what? I think this is a piece from a Star Wars chess set, because it's got like a little horsey embossed on the bottom of it. I think this is like the knight from a Star Wars chess set. Boba Fett is the knight. Could that be what this is? Where are the other pieces? Why is this one just sitting on Iggy's desk, all lonesome, with his gun, with his blaster drawn? Is it Boba Fett or is it Jango Fett? Because Jango Fett was dressed the same way as Boba Fett. It's probably Boba Fett. There's Hot Wheels over there. There's all kinds of fun. There's a Kennedy half dollar. Just wonders how, not just the origin of all these things that are on the desk, but how they got here and then sort of piled up on top of each other. This is a place. This is the place to be, man. On a Friday night, even though it's a Wednesday night. Sort of. What else is here? Now, see, I'm going to get completely lost in this stuff in here, and there's just going to be silence on the radio. What's happening? What's he doing? I was riding around in my car all day today. I'm trying to get this apartment, which is, I mean, downtown this time. My daughter's definitely not bringing my granddaughter to visit me in this place. Interestingly, very near a hospital where I've done some work. So I'm familiar with the location, but hadn't imagined it as a place where I might live. It's a very nice looking apartment. I think it's nice looking. It's red brick. It's clean. The houses around it seem to be clean. I'm not crazy about the fact that there doesn't seem to be off-street parking. I really wanted off-street parking. On the other hand, every time I've been there's been absolutely no competition for parking places. So maybe just the people there don't own cars. That was the possibility advanced by my caseworker. Still haven't seen the inside. That is supposed to happen possibly on Tuesday of next week. So there's some drama. I'm gonna be back on Tuesday of next week for my long scheduled, long delayed dentist appointment. Is going to happen on Tuesday morning. Where and what is I did I had the first half of a root canal done because I had a lot of swelling and a lot of pain in my jaw, and I went to the university where you can have students work on you for free. Actually, it's not free, but my insurance picked it up. But anyway, they told me they needed a root canal, so they sent me up to the older students so they could do the root canal. But they can't do it all at once. They have to do the first half of the root canal, and then they bring you back. They call it a screening appointment, where they decide what level of student is required to do your work, and then I could come back. Then I would officially be a stu a patient of the OSU Dental Clinic, and then they could finish my root canal. Well, what happened was they did the first half, and there was break came, Christmas break, Thanksgiving and Christmas break, and New Year's break all came up. So they couldn't schedule my screening appointment. And my tooth got infected again. I had to go to a different dentist, and he wouldn't work on it because another dentist had already started it, but he did give me antibiotics to take the swelling down. Then the tooth broke. And I went back to the clinic to have them look at my broken tooth. And I thought, you know, from the peanut, because my tongue kept rubbing against the broken tooth and making it, that may have been it. That was it. I couldn't do the show because my tongue hurt so badly I couldn't talk properly. That was what it was. So it was just so much trauma, obviously, I forgot it. But anyway, I had to go back there I was sure they were going to tell me the tooth had shattered in the time I was waiting for the screening appointment. They said no, it was just a chip had come off of it. So they fixed it up, and it felt okay. And since then, their temporary repair has all worn off, but evidently it took the sharp edge with it because I'm not having any troubles at all. And now I'm going back for my screening appointment. to see, I guess, what happens next. They don't have, but that gives me, since they're going to be in town anyway, I asked my caseworker, is that a day we could go and see the inside apartment? And she's checking to see if that's possible. So I'm sort of, I want to get the rest of the root canal done, but at the same time, I don't think I want to do it on that day because I want to see my apartment. But if I don't do it on that day, it's probably going to take forever to schedule it, and then I have this job, the grading of the exams that starts on March 9th, and I might not have another day off until June. Now, the tooth is all right now, but is it going to stay all right? Or is it going to, or am I going to, is it going to get infected again? Is it going to crack again? It's just, you just want these things to, you want the timing. Things just don't time out the way you feel like they should. And I'm sorry, I really don't know where I was going with that. I was just telling you a story. I went down there today. Yeah, I didn't even tell you the story. I just said I went down there today to spend all my time down there today looking at the apartment and the environs, and familiarizing myself with where's the grocery store, where's the this, where's the that. There's a fire station right there in case I need that help. I drove to see how far it was from the casino, and it is quite a distance from the casino. I don't really have an issue. I've never really had an issue with gambling, but there is, there's alcohol and other things that kind of hang around the casino. That's not terribly good for me. I shouldn't hang out around it. So I went out there to see how far it was, and it was an appreciable distance. But the thing that happened was the first time I drove by it, I missed it. Now let me say that again, just to let that sink in. I drove by the casino without seeing it. So that probably, I think, gets me the lack of presence award. How do you? And I was looking for it. I was trying to find the casino because I wanted to see how. And I've been there before. I used to go there all the time with a client when I was working with people who had disabilities, and I was driving them around to places we wanted to go. I had one guy who wanted to go to the casino, so I used to drive him there all the time. It's not like I don't know where the place is. I just didn't. I didn't have a feel for how far it was from this apartment. So I drove up there to see, and I'm like, okay, where is it? Where is it? Where is it? And then before I know it, I'm out in the country. And okay, I know, I must have missed it, but how the hell did I manage to do that? So anyway, that was my adventure today. Iggy asked me if I wanted to have lunch with him, but I missed him, and then I couldn't get a hold of him for dinner. So that's the thing. I was here all day. Didn't have any work today. I was here all day. Unfortunately, I didn't get to talk to Iggy only a little bit because he was watching the interview. I watched the beginning of it and watched the end of it. Didn't care for it. Don't think it should have been censored. I was a bit dismayed by the level of violence in it. If you don't like violence, it's not the movie for you. There's lots of gunplay and other associated war type violence where you sort of encourage to not think of the people you're looking at as people. Not my cup of tea. So on that basis, I probably wouldn't recommend it. But yeah. But then finally, we switched it to the basketball game, and we got to get into a nice conversation and talked about the book and talked about the show and my need to record one. And he was kind enough to set up the microphone for me, and here I am. And guess what? The show is nearly over. I have nearly done my 30 minutes. I've nearly done my time on planet Earth. That's more Mark Matheny's line, but never mind. So I do thank you for sharing this space on the internet with me this evening. Any ideas, any thoughts you might have about the show or anything I said tonight, you can reach me at mudtoesasquatch@gmail.com. That's MUDTOESASQUATCH @gmail.com. And with that, I think I will leave you. Have a pleasant good evening.